Good morning. I thought I would share one more aspect of my morning with everybody, which is feeding Heather, because she's very, well, right now she's like dead quiet, but I know she's awake because I heard her raise up her head when I got off my bed. I usually feed her in the morning, and we do a fresh pan of water here. I know, this is so interesting, isn't it? So here's our fresh pan of water. That's good. And then, here comes the important part. We put the warm water on to sit until it gets warm. We bring the bowl out here to our little area. And take the lid off of the dog food thing, and we get 2 scoops of raisins. No, we get 2 scoops of dog food. And now Heather is coming alive. You can hear her. Hi, Heather. What's up? Okay. And then we're going to put the lid maybe back on the Vittle vault and screw it into place to keep her food nice and fresh and stinky as always. And now I have an eager black lab wagging at me. Come back in here. Oh, it's hot. I'm gonna turn it down a little bit. There we go. Nice and warm. Put the water on her food. Yum, yum. Tell you what, it doesn't look like the steak I made last night. The steak I made last night, by the way, came out really good. Got her water or her food. Gonna put that down. Okay, Ev, come on. It's okay, come on. And she's very happy about eating her food. My mom asked me, she was like, do you think Heather gets tired of eating the same food every single day? I'm like, probably not. I don't know. She's a dog. I've caught her being less than dignified, licking her own rear end. So I don't really think she's got a discriminating palate. But I don't know. I could be wrong. I know she does like these little kibbles and things. We get the binful dog food, and it's got these little